Chapter 6. Leo Frank is Arrested.
On the morning of Tuesday, April 29th, Leo M. Frank, superintendent of the National Pencil Factory, was taken to the police station and held on suspicion in connection with the murder of Mary Fagan. From that day on, he never regained his freedom.
Slim, boyish-looking, a frail, delicate man, he was a different suspect than either the old darky Newt Lee, the young giant Gant, or the ex-conductor Arthur Mullinax. Who he was cannot be better told than in his own words, spoken nearly 4 months later to the jury who decided his fate. He said, "In the year 1884, on the 17th day of April, I was born in Paris, Texas. At the age of 3 months, my parents took me to Brooklyn, New York, and I remained in my home until I came south to Atlanta to make my home here. I attended the public schools of Brooklyn and prepared for college in Pratt Institute, Brooklyn, New York. In the fall of 1902, I entered Cornell University, where I took the course in mechanical engineering and graduated after 4 years in June 1906. I then accepted a position as draftsman with the B.F. Sturtevant Company of High Park, Massachusetts. After remaining with this firm for about 6 months, I returned home once more to my home in Brooklyn, where I accepted a position as testing engineer and draftsman with the National Meter Company of Brooklyn, New York. I remained in this position until about the middle of October 1907, when, at the invitation of some citizens of Atlanta, I came south to confer with them in reference to the starting and operation of a pencil factory to be located in Atlanta. After remaining here for about 2 weeks, I returned once more to New York, where I engaged passage and went to Europe. I remained in Europe 9 months. During my sojourn abroad, I studied the pencil business and looked after the erection and testing of the machinery which had been previously contracted for. The first part of August 1908, I returned once more to America and immediately came south to Atlanta, which has remained my home ever since. I married in Atlanta an Atlanta girl, Miss Lucille Seelig. The major portion of my married life has been spent at the home of my parents-in-law, Mr. and Mrs. E. Seelig, at 68 East Georgia Avenue. Frank was taken into the custody of the police shortly before noon Tuesday, as he was at the pencil factory. An automobile which left the police station carrying Detective Harry Scott of the Pinkerton Agency and City Detective John Black returned within 10 minutes with Frank, who was confined in a cell. Chief of Detectives Newport A. Lanford announced that he would be held pending the result of the coroner's inquest. The news of the latest arrest spread like wildfire. Speculation was rife as to Frank's connection with the case. Scores of his friends came to his aid. Hundreds who had never seen him declared that he must be the guilty man. The latter pointed out the following condemning facts that were known at the time: that Frank, by his own admission, was the last man known to have seen Mary Fagan alive, that he appeared nervous when Newt Lee came to the factory early in the afternoon, and that he called Newt Lee over the telephone during the evening, something he had never done before, that he was nervous when Gant came to the factory at 6 o'clock Saturday afternoon, that he was nervous when officers took him to the factory Sunday morning. Frank's friends set up a cry of indignation over his arrest. They at once retained Luther Z. Rosser, one of Atlanta's foremost attorneys, for counsel. Rosser immediately called at the station and talked with his client, and was also present when Frank was questioned by detectives. Besides interviewing his counsel, Frank held a long talk with Pinkerton Detective Harry Scott, retained by the factory officials. Public sentiment on that Tuesday, the day before the inquest started, attained its highest point since the discovery of the murder. With four suspects held, opinion was equally divided as to who was the guilty man. Although the majority condemned either Newt Lee the Negro, the most humble of the pencil factory employees, or Leo Frank, the white man, the boss of the firm, suspicion against Gant and Mullinax already was fast dropping away. The detectives of both the city and Pinkerton forces scoured the factory, the homes of the suspects, the whole city, in their search for clues. At the pencil factory, I'm going to stop here.